Sunday the 19th of August, Rabbi Avraham Katz, Reality versus Imagination.
A very good morning, everybody. It's a very great pleasure to be here, to be amongst friends, friendly faces, at least that. In the coming week, Sedra, in Parashas Kisetse, the parasha begins with a very interesting and unusual mitzvah. Kisetse la milchoma la yovecho, when you go out to war against your enemies, on the sonai Hashem lekecho biyodecho, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give in your hand, v'shuvisa shivyoi, and you will capture captives, v'ra'isa b'shivyo, and you will see in your captivity, amongst the captives, eshes yifas toya, a woman of beauty, v'choshakta bo, for whom you will have a cheshik, v'lokachta l'chol isha, the Torah permits you to take this woman as a wife. And then there is a procedure to undergo. You've got to bring her into your home. You've got to shave her hair and let her nails go along, according to Rashi. Then you have to remove her clothes of captivity. She's got to sit in your house. She's got to cry for her mother and her father for a month. And then you can take her as a fully fledged wife, and if not, you have to send her home. So Rashi tells us that Loi Dibrotera Ela Keneged Yetzahora. Here, the Torah is giving a special license to a situation which, if the Torah wouldn't permit, you would do in any case. That means the Yetzahora, even though we're talking about the type of soldier who goes to war, being an Oved Hashem, a Yurei Elekim, somebody who is not afraid of any Averis he may have committed, therefore we're talking about the Tzadik Gomor who goes to war. And this Tzadik Gomor, the Torah says, is Loi Dibro Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahora. Even the Tzadik Gomor, Kalagol Mechavero Yitzro Gomor Heimenu. Now, however great a person is, Ein Apotropos Laroyus, and particularly when a person's away from home, and a person's in a situation of stress, tremendous stress of warfare, there may be passions aroused and feelings unleashed which he himself wasn't aware of. So the Torah says, you can do it. You can take this woman, permission is granted. However, the Torah then says, that's insufficient. You then have to take her home. So why should it be that a person has to undergo this particular therapy, undergo this particular procedure, as prescribed by the Torah? So the answer is that whereas the Torah acknowledges that a person may be possessed by severe passions which he cannot himself control, he nevertheless has to see that this is not necessarily the reality. That means the Torah says like this, Cheshek, says the Malbim, is something which isn't logical. That means you would call it an irrational infatuation. He's got a cheshek for this particular female, and he can't control himself, and he can't rationalize, and therefore the Torah says, go ahead and you can take her. However, you have to undergo a therapy. And the therapy is like this. You take her home, and then you bring her into your house. And there you have to remove the outer vestiges of beauty which this lady may have possessed. First of all, her beautiful manicured nails. And second of all, her head of hair. And thirdly, her alluring clothing. All that has got to be removed. And you've got to see her in her reality. That means this poor Yid, this Tyre Choshev Yid, when he went to war, was suffering under he was under the spell of Dinyan, illusion. And he sees this particular female and he thinks to himself, with this woman life is going to be bliss evermore. And so therefore the Torah says, okay, we understand that at the moment you're suffering under a severe case of Dinyanitis. So you've got to take this woman home and you've got to see the cold reality. So the cold reality is you take off all the externals, all the things which infatuated you, all the things which attracted, and you see this woman in her reality. And what is her? You see a long-nailed, stubbly-headed, plain-clothed, snivelling for her mum and dad, shiksa. And besides that, apart from that, you can imagine that this man has got a wife at home, and she's also whispering sweet nothings into his other ear, telling him that if he doesn't get rid of this goiter pretty soon, then he's going to have a rolling pin over his head. So that is the reality. So you can understand that a person can be, in plain language, bamboozled by reality. He can be completely beguiled. And the Torah says that the power of dinyan in a time of stress is tremendously powerful. So the Torah says this is the therapy. The therapy is be realistic. Remove the dinyan and you will see. And the Torah says, v'hoyo. You can be medayek the words, v'hoyo is good news. V'hoyo, good news. Im loy chofatz tovo. Chefet. Before it was cheshek. Initially you had cheshek. Cheshek means it's irrational. Chefet means something of substance. That means v'hoyo im loy chofatz tovo. So the Mefarshim say, im loy chofatz tovo means you never had a chefet. There was never a chefetz, there was never anything substantial. All it was superficial cheshek. So superficial cheshek, we understand a person can have. So remove the cheshek, see the recalled reality of this, who exactly you've taken home, of this great, of this souvenir that you brought home from battle. And then it'll be the imloi chavatsu, where you'll see that you never had a chefetz, because there was never anything there. It's this dimion, it's like a bubble. And once it bursts, there's no substance. Once it goes, it's gone. And then you will want to send her home. It'll be a memela dika thing that you'll send this woman home. And that is there we see what the Torah is telling us in the beginning of Parashas Kisetze is really a key, not only for that particular mitzvah, but the whole to understand how the Yetzer Hara works. The Yetzer Hara works in a way of beguiling a person. The world of advertising, as everybody knows, is a world of make-believe. They want you to believe, they want you to imagine that if you will have something, then life will be never be the same again. It'll be wonderful. And everybody suffers from it. I remember as a child looking into a shop window and seeing a harmonica which I think was for the pricely sum of 7 and 6 pence, and which was then a lot of money, and I thought to myself, I must have this mouth organ. If I have this mouth organ, I'll spend hours of blissful entertainment, both for me and for the rest of humanity. And it's like an infatuation. I've got to have it. And how long do you think, when I actually bought it, how long do you think I used it? So it lay forlorn in the drawer, and it comes out every now and again, and it regale my children and other members of the family with the one song that I was able to teach them. I think it was Home Sweet Home. So you can see that is a world of advertising. The world of advertising is a world of make-believe. It's a world of stimulus. They want you to imagine if you go to this exotic holiday location with the palm trees and the white sands, and the reality is never that which you imagine it to be. Anybody who's ever, if in the days when smoking was permitted, so you will know that how alluring the smell of cigarette tobacco smoke was, until you actually inhaled for the very first time. When you inhale for the first time, that is the bitter reality. You choke your kishkas out, and then you thought to yourself, why does anybody do it? It's like the first glass of whiskey. You've got to drink a lot of whiskey in order to convince yourself that there's something in whiskey drinking. So it's kulay dimyan. You might as well convince yourself that drinking octane fuel is attractive. If you do it long enough, I suppose you'll stupefy yourself to do it to say it's nice. But that is the kayach of dimyan. Whether it's wearing fashionable clothing, there is a fashion at the moment of wearing Crocs. In Eretz Yisrael, was just now recently in Eretz Yisrael, all the shops that used to sell clutch belts now sell Crocs. Crocs are these plastic clogs with holes, all the many colours of the rainbow. And everybody, apart from everybody here, but everybody of a certain age has to have Crocs. What's why? Because they feel they've got to have it. If they have it, then they will be. What is it? It's kulay dinyan. Is it more? Maybe it is. But it's the dinyan of wanting to be like everybody else, because everybody will then think well of me. Kulay dinyan, the way the Yetzer Hara works is through dinyan, imagination, the world of make-believe. When Yaakov Avinu had his famous struggle with the Malach, Yaakov Avinu said to the Malach Azoi, Vayishal Yaakov Vayoma. Yaakov Avinu asked the Malach, Hagidu no shmecho, please tell me your name. Vayoma, and the Malach said to him, Loma zetishalishmi, why do you want to know my name? So did the Malach in fact tell Yaakov Avinu his name? And the answer is he didn't, because he said, Loma zetishalishmi, why do you want to know my name? So the Or Yoel, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman, he says, he told him his name. he did in fact tell him his name. You know what the name? This is the Malach. Malach Amor. Who Eitzav? Who Malach Amor? Who Yetzahara? All the bad things. So the way the Malach works is through dinim. The way the Malach Amoves, the way the Yetzirah works, is through dinim. And what the Yetzirah does not want is that you should investigate. Because once you start investigating to see whether there is anything factual in that which you're being attracted by, you'll see that there is nothing there. So the Malach is saying, my name is Lomo Zeh Tishal Ishmi. Please don't investigate who I really am. Because when you investigate who I am, you'll find less boy mamash. There is nothing there whatsoever. It's kulay dimyon. That is the way the Yetzer is. Kulay dimyon. How often a person is under the guile, is beguiled by the Yetzer. If I say this vort, if I say this piece of information, if I say this piece of gossip, if I release and reveal that which will give people cheshik, then I'll be popular. If I eat this questionable piece of merchandise, then I'll be so satisfied. And you know yourself, as soon as you do it, as soon as you step foot into the forbidden territory, which the Yetzer Hara beguiled you by saying you'll be so happy and you'll be so successful and you'll feel so satisfied, there's an immediate disappointment. There's an immediate conscience reaction. The conscience reaction is the reality. And that which drove us to do the Aveir in the first place was the Koyach HaDimyon, the imagination that this will be really good, this will be really... That's why the second piece of cake never tastes as good as the first piece of cake. Because the first piece of cake you needed, the second piece was dimyan, I think I need it, and when you have it, you realize you really don't have a cheshek for it. You have the cheshek, but not a chesed. And that's the way the Yetzer Hara works. And that's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to investigate. Before you do something, investigate, think. That's Torah. But think. Put your proposition against the cold light of the reality of the Torah, and there you will see. It's interesting that the Chazal say, or the Balei Musa, say that this woman who sits by the door snivelling for her mum and dad, so it says, so the Yerach Yomim is the month of Elul, that we've got to do the same. In the month of Elul we are enjoined by the Torah, we are enjoined by Chazal, the Dovet Hashem, Oiri is the light of investigation. That means investigate. The word Elul means by Alulun Yasaro, the Aramaic. The Targum is Vayalanun, investigate. Vyosuetor is Vayalanun, to investigate. We've got to investigate what we're doing, whether it's actually realistic, Alpi Teira, or whether we are being beguiled by the Koyach HaDimyon. Chazal say, La'osid Lavoy, is Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis. La'osid Lavoy, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yetzahara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Yetzahara, V'Sheichatoi, Bifnei HaTzadikim, U'Bifnei HaRishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the Yetzahara, this Yetzer Hara, this Malach, and he will shecht it in front of the Tzadikim and in front of Rishoyim. Tzadikim nidme lahem kahar gavoya. To Tzadikim, this Yetzer Hara will appear like a high mountain. V'Rishoyim nidme lahem kechut hasar. And to Rishoyim, the Yetzer Hara will appear like a string, like a hair. Halolu boichim v'halolu boichim. And when both will see the Yetzer Hara shechted, both will cry. Tzadikim and Rishoyim will both cry. Tzadikim boichim va'omrim, heich yicholeinu lichvoish har gavoya kazeh. They will cry their own heroism in having had the ability to overcome this mighty mountain. V'rishoyim boichim va'omrim, and Rishoyim will cry and they will say, heich lo yicholeinu lichvoish eschut asara kazeh. How did we not have the ability to overcome this Yetzer Hara, which is as small, which is as insignificant as a little hair lying on the floor? How did we not have the ability to walk over a matchstick? Why did we trip up by the matchstick? And the tzaddikim will say, aren't we great that we managed to overcome this high mountain? So what's pshat? So the pshat is, tzaddikim are constantly being kevish le'yetzer. That means tzaddikim have got unrealized dimyonos in their head. Tzaddikim walk through Tesco and they think, I wish I could buy this. This looks so good. You go to the delicatessen counter, 100 types of cheeses, and so many types of salami, and everything good, and all the other. It depends what you like. It depends where your area of dimyon is. I suppose everybody's got their own area of dimyonitis. But you've got so many types of yogurt, with muesli, with fruit, without fruit. And it's great, however great Kosher Kingdom is, but Tesco is greater still. And there's so much there, and you think to yourself, and no, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to. So you're being kavish, and that's one of the gentler types of the Yetzer, and there are more severe ones. And you're always being kavish, and you're being kavish. And you imagine to yourself, to be a goy must be so blissfully happy, he can do what he likes, he can read what he likes. Have you ever been travelled on a train or by plane? So the goyim, they can go into W. Smith, or W. H. Smith, and they can buy what they like. And they can leben sich a guten Tag on their plane journey, on their train journey. They can read the most lurid and delectable reading material, which for a Yid is always related to Surah Harei Nechem, I'm not allowed to look. He's got a cheshek. The truth of the matter is that the Yid knows the news better than the Goy, because the Yid is always looking at the Goy's newspaper, and he knows exactly, can read, he sees everything. He doesn't have to read it after the Goy puts it down, he's ready. Because, so why does the Goy not read it with the same? Because we're being kavish ayetzer. So to a Yid, the Yetzer is, it must be so great, and to the Goy who is not kavish anything, so the Goy lives a life of reality. And the Goy lives a life of reality, that means the life of reality is not being kavish as the Yetzer, is being over every Avera. So therefore eventually when both we'll see the Yetzer Hara in its dimian state. To us, our Yetzer is always in its dimian state. We always imagine an Avera, because we're always being Kodesh Yetzer, we're never doing the Avera. We're always holding ourselves back, and we think therefore the Yetzer is always great. So therefore when the Yetzer will be shechted, we'll give ourselves a tremendous round of applause. Weren't we tzaddikim that we overcame this great mountain? But the great mountain is in reality is a chut hasaro, it's nothing, and the Goy knows that it's nothing, because he never was kavish his Yetzer, and therefore he knows what the Yetzer is, nothing, it's garnished with garnish. I often think, I must tell you the truth, in Gateshead there's a street called Jackson Street, and in Jackson Street there is a sunlight cleaner, and sometimes I have to park out there. It's mamash Gateshead beside Gateshead. If you want 100% Goyish Gateshead, it's Jackson Street, the middle of Gateshead town. And I look at the faces of the Goyim walking past, and I think to myself, why aren't the Goyim happy? They can do anything they like. They've got an unrestrained life. That means every Yetzer Hara which we can't do, they can do. So why aren't they blissfully happy? Each one looks sadder than they. They're down in the mouth, down in the tooth if they've got any teeth, and they're just they're miserable people. Why are they so miserable? By faith, the dimion is the reality is not what our dimion. We think dimion is fantastic, and we're like, I can do this and do that. And the reality is nothing. The reality is nothing. The Yetzer is nothing, and the reality is nothing. And that's what we will see. And therefore, we will deserve the accolade. We were able to kavish our Yetzer because we don't know that it's nothing. To us, it's still in the dimion state, and therefore that is that's the gadlus of a Yid who is able, even though we think it's so great, we're nevertheless able to kavish our Yetzer. There is a day which is a day like no other day, and that is a day of emes. If we're talking about having a realistic approach to life, and therefore cutting ourselves off, abrogating ourselves from the dimyan, then that is Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos we say Menuchas Emes VeEmuna. So in which way is Shabbos Emes VeEmuna? So Shabbos is Emes VeEmuna because all the other days of the week we can do what we like. I mean, in the world of melacha. So when you're engaged in the world of melacha, whatever in the whole spectrum of melacha, we are making, we are carrying, we're transporting, we're driving, we're creating, we're doing everything. So therefore, there is a possibility that a person will imagine he is somebody. What I am and what I've done and my achievements and my labor and my toil and my productivity through the week. It's kulei dimyan. In reality, what am I? Did I create myself? Did I make myself? Did I create my brain? Did I give my fingers the flexibility and the adroitness which enables them to do all the things that I'm able to do? It's nothing. It's all like a struggle. So therefore, there has to be one day in the week which is a day of reality. The day of emes ve'emuna, or emuna which is emes, which reflects the emes. And that's Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, I can't do anything. It's a yechidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a 26-hour yechidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unrestrained with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's me and Hashem, understanding the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. And that's why the very first thing we do when we bring Shabbos in, we say Kiddush. And Kiddush is giving Eidus. We, Klal Yisrael, give Eidus. We give Eidus, and that's why we have to stand when we hold the Kiddush cup. And Eidus means the Eid, Ayin Dalet, has got the same letters as Dalet Ayin. You can only give Eidus on something that you know. And you can only be an aid on something which you are da. So on Shabbos we have to be aware, we have to know, we have to know. Knowing means no dinyan. Knowing means reality. Knowing means emet. We have to know with an emet that Hashem Hu Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. And that is the avoid of a yid on Shabbos, to make a declaration. And that the whole 26 hours of our keeping Shabbos, we are making a graphic demonstration, although we don't realize it, we're just keeping Shabbos. But the fact is we're making a demonstration of emes, of emes v'emunah, living the world, living a day of total reality, and that is the beauty and the greatness of Shabbos Kodesh. There is something that was in yesterday's Sedra, which I feel is a very powerful mischayah, which is at first sight difficult for us to understand in the world of reality and dimin. The Torah says, as in chapter Chof, Pasuk Aleph, Ki seitzei la melchum alei avecho. If you go to war against your enemy, v'ro'iso sus v'rechev amrov mimcho, and you said, see there on the battlefield a horse or a chariot, a nation greater than yourself. You see an army. Imagine, I want you to picture yourself on a battlefield with a non-Jewish army coming towards you, superior both in weaponry and in soldiery. The Torah says, Loi siro mehem. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. So I was thinking to myself, how can the Torah tell you not to be scared? How can you not be scared? That means fear is almost an instinct. It's something which you cannot really control. How can you not be scared? So let me take you back to Jackson Street. So it was 2 weeks ago, I came back from Eretz Yisrael, I went in Jackson Street, giving my the sunlight cleaner to give him my suit. And there was, standing inside the shop, a 6 foot goy. Not 6 foot high, 6 foot wide. And he had a dog, he was holding a dog which was a replica of himself. It was one of those dogs that looks like a Picasso painting. I mean, everything's the wrong way around. Like one of those dogs that's run into a brick wall. And this dog was growling fiercely in my direction, pulling against this chain which was holding it back, clawing against the floor, with its horrible sound of claw on a lino floor, and it was straining at the leash. So pragmatism tells me that when you meet a guy like that, with a dog like that, it pays to be friendly. So I said to him, what a lovely dog. So I said, what kind of dog is it? Because I recognized it wasn't a poodle. So he said, it's a bull terrier. He says, maimed. He says, it's lovely with kiddies. It will not harm and not harm you. It's great with kiddies. He said, come on, stroke it. So I decided not to accept his kind invitation. Especially with a name like Cat. And discretion being the better part of valor, I backed out of the shop, all the time telling him what a lovely dog he got. So now the Torah is telling you, imagine that on a bigger scale. One goy with his big dog. So here you're going to vicious goyim, however bad the goyim are, bismanenu, imagine what they were like in previous time, where there was no Geneva Convention. Vicious goyim, the type of goyim, if you fall into their hands, they shrink your head and wear it on their belt. So these are goyim, vicious goyim, and the Torah says, Lo yisiru mehem, don't be scared. How can you not be scared? How can you not be scared? Contrary, you're going to win. Don't be scared. And the Torah says, Lo yisiru mehem. That's a mitzvah, not mitzvah of faith, but it's telling you not to be scared. So if the Torah is telling you not to be scared, vice versa, it's possible not to be scared. How can you not be scared? So I want to suggest that fear is dimyon. That fear is imagination. We imagine all the terrible things that can happen to us, and it's the fear. Let's say you at night, it shouldn't happen, you hear a bump in the night from downstairs. So there's a pachad, what could it be? And that creates a fear. What can it be? It's the fear of the unknown, and that creates an instinct of terror, of fear, of year of a pachad. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, don't be scared, and he's telling you why you shouldn't be scared. And so it says, Ki Hashem Elokecho Imoch, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, Hama'al Chomei Eretz Mitzrayim, who brought you out of Mitzrayim. So the Shari Aaron explained, what's that, Hama'al Chomei Eretz Mitzrayim? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim? And he says, because there, Klal Yisrael had a similar experience. an experience which was a formative and fundamental experience, which is a dogma for all battles ahead. And the experience was, O Paroi Hikriv, Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Lefaneim, Vayinei Mitzrayim Noisei Acharim, Vayiru Ma'ay. They saw Mitzrayim coming, and they were terrified. Vayiru Ma'ay. Very scared. Vayitzaku, and they cried out to Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Al Tiro, don't be scared. The same word. Al Tiro, don't be scared. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. He's Yatu Ures Yishuas Hashem, and you're going to be fine. And they were fine. Shati Zazoi. If a person would know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in reality with him, then the emes, you wouldn't be scared. For example, I'll give you a dugma. Let's say somebody takes you to the top of a multi-story building and says, walk off the edge. You wouldn't walk off the edge. But if somebody would say, no, there's a lift there, you can't see, it's a glass lift. Just step into the glass lift and you'll be taken gently down to the ground level. And then you wouldn't be scared because you're surrounded on all four sides and all six sides, and you feel totally secure. You're stepping into a lift. You're in the hands of something that's going to take you gently downward. If a Yid would feel when he goes to battle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, and therefore I have nothing. Hashem is with me. I have no need to fear. Then you would have no need to fear. And the more you're scared, the more it means that you're not thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's be'emes what the Navi says in yesterday's Haftarah. Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's me, the one who said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. There is a reality when we're talking about before Yediyah, we're talking about Yidden having heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Our emunah is not wishful thinking. Our emunah is not, well, let's hope it's true, but I can't prove it. Our emunah is based on the idea of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It's that real. It's empirical evidence. And hu menachemchem, mi atzvatiri me'enosh yomus. So why are you scared of a mortal human being? Vatishkach Hashem Elokecha. Have you forgotten HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you? So if we are fearful, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, please don't be scared. You've got no right to be scared, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you in a reality. And you're dimian, you're scared. If we're scared, then you're a baal dimian. The reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, I have nothing to fear. The great segula of Reb Chaim Volozhin, which he mentions in Nefesh HaChaim, is if a person is in sakona, he should concentrate on the pasuk, Atu horeisa ladas ki Hashem elikim ein oid milvadoi. Ramatio Solomon Shlita told us that that's not a segula. It is not a segula. It's not like doing a shiluach hakana, which is a segula to having children. It's not sort of an unrelated action. He said, concentrating on the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting yourself in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which mimela will give you the protection. Ato hore salah, you have been taught lodaas, to know, not to believe, but to know. There is nothing but Hashem. Hashem is the Kol Yochel, and He can protect you in any matzav. Hashem, you can protect me in any matzav. I put my trust in you. You are enclosing yourself in invincible and impenetrable security bubble, which no goy, however mighty, and no dog, however fierce, will be able to pierce. And that is the reality. And that finishing off is what David HaMelech tells us is the Avod of Elul. David HaMelech, who faced Goliath, David HaMelech knew more than anybody else the reality of courage against fear, when he fought a lion single-handedly and he fought a bear single-handedly. And with the same courage, David HaMelech went to face Goliath, and he said to Goliath, "You're coming with your sword and with your spear and your javelin, and I'm coming with Hashem." And David HaMelech was not fearful. There was no pachad. There was no yiro. And this David HaMelech, to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a reality, says, "Le David Hashem oyuli v'yishi mimi yiro. I have no fear. Im tachane olai machane lo yiro libi. I have no fear. Lo yiro libi." And David HaMelech was—he's not hyperbolizing. He's telling the truth. He's telling this is the reality which is the legacy of every single Yid. We all have to do that. This is a madriga we can all attain. And this is the avoda of Elul, to make Hashem oyri, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light. That means it's visible. It's something tangible. And the more we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu a reality, may I suggest trying to say the Shem Hashem in davening with kavana. Every time we say the Shem Hashem, or as many times as we can, HaKol Yochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yochel. Then the whole Elul can be transformed. You're then coming to Rosh Hashanah and understanding Hashem into reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, and therefore I have nothing to fear but Hashem. I'm a Charedi. A Charedi means Charedim Lidvar Hashem. I tremble before Hashem, but nobody else. I don't have to be fearful of anybody. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us that we should be realistic, that we should Hoser Dinyan Milibeinu, that we should understand exactly what the Yetzirah is and what it's trying to do, and that we should, to the best of our ability, try to analyze everything, all our desires, in the light of reality, in the light of the reality of Das Torah of Emes, come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and come to Rosh Hashanah with Hatzlocha and Brocha, and be Gebensh with a good Gebensh Yor, Ksivu Chesivu Toimo, a Toivo Yimalei Hashem, Kol Mishalos Libeinu L'Toivo Amen.